Good morning. Welcome back, Medford. This is Songs with Words, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's so lovely to be back. It's so toasty in the studio.
Oh my God, yeah.
And like, it's a beautiful day outside, and we're sweating up a storm, but it's okay because the sun is out. We missed you last week. Today is a really important day in that it's our 10th episode of Songs with Words, somehow. I feel like we should have already passed this point,
yeah.
But it's okay. Happy 10.
Yeah, happy 10.
Double digits. You just heard Knots by Coco. What are we going to hear next, Joe?
Next, we're going to hear Going Nowhere by Elliot Smith.
Oh, boy, I'm so excited.
Let's hear it.
It really is an episode of Songs with Words today.
Thank you. silent like a mind. Meaning there's no changing my mind. I won't walk the stairs with you tonight. Going nowhere. The clock moved a quarter of a turn. The time it took her cigarette to burn. She said, you got a lot of things to learn. Going nowhere. I saw you move a certain way. I missed you a lot. Return to this abandoned place. It should have been forgotten. Echoes drown the conversation out. Echoes that only seem to bring about a silent expression, ain't seen read aloud. Going nowhere. The steps made a pattern I'd never seen. I felt like a kid of 6 or 17. I was off in some empty daydream. Going nowhere. It's dead and gone. And matter of fact, maybe for the best. You said some things you can't take back. Honestly, I guess the old records are sitting on the floor, the ones I can't put on anymore. He walked over to her like before. Going nowhere. Going nowhere. Going nowhere.
Back at the land, I'm from Japan. Tell me what's your name.
Guys, Veronica didn't know that, like, literally before the, like, I don't know, like, I want to say, like, 50 years ago, maybe even 40 years ago.
Really?
There was no battery-powered watches, so you had to, like, wind your watch.
I'm
Anyways,
sorry.
Anyways, I have a wind watch.
Okay, I feel like I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I knew that. Anyways, that's awesome. Thanks for teaching me something new today.
What did you just hear?
You just heard In From Japan by Madison Cunningham. Where are you just in from, Joe?
I'm in from Falls Village.
Ooh. I'm in from Bristol, Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Next you're gonna hear This Is the Life by Amy MacDonald. And this
Amy?
Is like... Amy? That was crazy of me, guys. I'm sorry. I'm really tired, if you couldn't tell. I went to bed way too late last night. What was I going to say? Oh, sorry. Veronica has a poem from a book that she got off of the street in New York, and I have a poem that is written by the same author of the poem that I read last time, but it was just, like, so wonderful that I need to read another one of his. But I was actually going to say something about the song before you corrected my pronunciation.
Sorry. No. Continue.
It was, like, crazy of me to do that.
Yeah.
Which is that this is a different vibe from the past three songs that you've heard. Very upbeat, but I just have been dancing to this in my room a lot, so I'm going to share it.
Thank you for sharing, Joe.
Dancing to the music vibe, and the boys, just the girls in the hair, while the shouting men who just sit way over there. And the songs, they get louder, each one better than before. And you're singing the songs, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning, and your hip is twist the stars. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? And where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the songs, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning, and your hip is twist the stars. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? So you're heading down the road in your taxi for four, and you're waiting outside Jimmy's front door, but nobody's in, and nobody's home till four. So you're sitting there with nothing to do, talking about Robert Ryger and his Motley Crue. And where you gonna go? And you're singing the songs, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning, and your head is twisted stars. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? And where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the songs, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning, and your head is twisted stars. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? And where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you wake up in the morning, and your hip is twist the stars. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning, and your hip is twist the stars. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning, and your hip is twist the stars. Where you gonna go? Where you going?
Hey.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I'm dealing with something.
It's watch related. My watch is battery powered. Anyways,
okay.
So I know that it's 9:23 right now.
Yeah, you just looked at. She just looked at the clock
to confirm the minute. Anyways, that was Age of Consent by New Order, which I'm always playing during the summer, and I was just feeling aspirational there because it is such a beautiful day outside. Anyways, shall we hear a word or two?
Yes.
At this time.
Do you want to do your words or my words?
I would love to do my words.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a poem from a book called Howl, Another Poems, by Allen Ginsberg, which I guess is like a set of books because this is number 4 on the cover, and also I've seen these around. Anyways, I picked this one up on the street in New York. These two people are always selling books. Always, as in the last two times I've been there. Right outside of Columbia. And anyways, they had some really cool stories to tell, but I picked up this book. This poem is called Transcription of Organ Music, and I'm only going to read part of it. Okay. The flour in the glass peanut bottle, formerly in the kitchen, crooked to take a place in the light. The flour in the glass peanut bottle, formerly in the kitchen, crooked to take a place in the light. The closet door opened because I used it before. It kindly stayed open, waiting for me, its owner. I began to feel my misery in palate on floor. Listening to music, my misery, that's why I want to sing. The room closed down on me. I expected the presence of the creator. I saw my gray-painted walls and ceiling. They contained my room. They contained me as a sky contained my garden. I opened my door. The rambler vine climbed up the cottage post, the leaves of the night still where the day had placed them, the animal heads of the flowers where they had arisen to think at the sun. Can I bring back the words? Will thought of transcription haze my mental open eye? The kindly search for growth, the gracious desire to exist of the flowers, my near ecstasy at existing among them, the privilege to witness my existence, you too must seek the sun. And that's all.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Alan. Shall we hear another song, or do you want to read yours?
Let's do another song.
Okay. What are we going to hear?
We are going to hear Strangers by the Kinks.
Yay.
Yay.
Going after me. So where you going?
All right, so I actually lied to you guys. I'm sorry. I'm not going to read another Frank O'Hara poem.
Oh.
Because I realized that I want to read something that was, like, vital to my spring break. Like, your book was vital to your spring break. And I had an assignment for my poetry class to do a browsing response where you go to a library or bookstore and you sit in front of, like, the poetry section and just, like, look through books for an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so I went to the library 100 feet away from my home, and, you know, like, I didn't have any luck for, like, a half an hour because their poetry section was tiny and, like, all really old, like, poetry. And I just don't, like, I'm sorry, like, I can appreciate old poetry, but I just don't resonate with it in any way. Yeah. Like, I like when poetry feels like it could relate to me, you know? And anyway, so then the librarian, who was also my neighbor, brought over some new modern poetry books that she had just gotten in. And anyways, it was great. And I read through, like, all of them. And this was the day before I left, so I tried to check out a book, and then I didn't end up reading it. But there was one poem, I read, like, a few pages of it, and then I didn't end up getting to finish it. But it was so good, and I really want to go check it out or buy it myself. But anyway, it's called Frank Sonnets. Frank 2 Dots Sonnets by by Diane Seuss.
This isn't Seuss as in the doctor.
No. Not as in the doctor. That would be crazy. Or maybe. But no.
I don't think Seuss was his real name anyways, so.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sorry.
Anyway, so continue. This is, like, none of the poems had any titles, but this is, like, an excerpt that I felt was really wonderful. Okay. I drove all the way to Cape Disappointment, but didn't have the energy to get out of the car. Rental, blue Ford, Focus. I had to stop in a semi-public place to pee on the ground, just squatted there on the roadside. I didn't know what's up with my bladder. I don't know what's up with my bladder. I pee and then I have to pee and pee again. Instead of sightseeing, I climbed into the backseat of the car and took a nap. I'm a little like Frank O'Hara, without the handsome nose and penis and the New York school and Larry Rivers. Paid for a day pass at Cape Disappointment. Thinking hard about that long drop from the lighthouse to the sea. Thought about going into the Ocean Medical Center for a checkup, but how do I explain this restless search for beauty or relief? So anyways, also, like, oh my god, this literally has a reference to Frank O'Hara in it, which is the poem I was going to read.
So is Sonnets, or Frank Sonnets, is the Frank O'Hara?
I think that it's various Franks. I, like, ooh, honestly was confused.
Okay.
Like, Frank O'Hara is mentioned. I don't even know, guys. Like, I have to do more research on this and get back to you.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't read all of this. I read, like, the first three pages.
Well,
this
I'm intrigued now, and I think that you should get the book and then, like, when we reconvene next week,
yeah,
read another one from it or, like, tell the full story.
Yeah.
That was great. I loved that.
All right. Let's listen to One Day by Sharon Van Etten.
Sister, don't mind that I'm not on time. She knows that I'm through with that. Sick of trying. Don't let mine. Mama's still loving, Daddy's still loving. Know that I'm here like that. Unlike mine. True and kind. Call me your side and I will now be. And I will be.
And now for a public service announcement. Just a minute. Okay. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in Eastern Massachusetts? If you are driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo!
Woo! For the people, we have an update about the Frank poems.
Oh, yeah, guys. So I just did some research. So it confused me because there are references to different Franks in the poem. So I think it's like a double entendre, but like apparently it's like Frank sonnets. Like that's Frank of you to say, you know?
Like honest.
Yeah. So it's like not actually like named after a man named Frank. Anyways.
But there are Franks.
But there's Franks reference.
So
I don't know. Do
we
what you
weren't
will.
Entirely wrong. And we're just learning. And also, the book won the Tufts Poetry Prize.
Yeah, which is crazy. I didn't even know that existed. What about me? What about me? Anyway, so lots of connections with that poetry book. Next, we're going to be here Making All Things New by Aaron Espy. So I'm excited for this one.
Me too.
Let the light come through. sunshine, warm and golden morning, making all things new. Home, where my heart is. Home, where my love lives. Home, my beginning and end. Home. Look at all the colors, wild, wonderful and true. Your breath light as a feather, like little whispers in the room. Home, where my heart is. Home, where my love lives. Home, my beginning and end. Home.
Judy wrote the saddest song. She showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? He used to make me smile when I was down. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with a boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with a torch. Fell asleep till the first morning. She dreamt about the girl who stole a horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. She wrote was Judy and the Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. The best looking boys are taken. The best.
write another song about your dream of horses. Write a song about your dream of horses. Call it Judy on the dream of horses. Call it Judy on the dream of horses. Your dream of horses. Da 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 ba. Your dream of horses. Da 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 ba. Your dream of horses. Da 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 ba. Your dream of horses.
Okay. So, in typical Songs with Words fashion, that was Judy and the Dream of Horses by Belle and Sebastian. Yeah. Anything else to say?
No, but my watch is off. I think.
Joe?
Well, maybe it's not. Wait. 30, 35, 40, 45. It's not off, guys. It's actually perfectly fine. I just don't know how to read a watch. Anyways.
You don't. Okay.
No, I do, but I just got confused.
All right. Okay.
All right. Anyways, let's listen to Second Child, Restless Child by the Oh Hellos. This just is so me. Like,
it's so you.
I, like, loved this song when I was younger, and I just, like, have recently rediscovered it. I love when that happens, when you rediscover a song.
The best.
And it's just, it's another good dancing song. I've been doing a lot of dancing in my room alone, and this is a really good one. All right. Let's hear it.
Running.
Sorry, that was Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin. Speaking of songs that we like to dance to.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like we have enough time for maybe two more songs, but Joe is actually still searching. Yes, this is the perfect song. Wow, I can't believe I didn't think about it before.
Yeah, I can't believe you
because
didn't.
Recommended here on our playlist is April Come She Will, and I was like, oh, that's obvious, and also we played that last time, but...
Now we have Springtime of the Year by Casey and Clayton, which is such a good song.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
If you hadn't apologized, they wouldn't have thought anything was wrong. anyways, this was Songs with Words, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for coming to our 10th show, and we will see you next Sunday at this exact same time, and we are going to end with an Angel Olsen song, but which one?
Shut Up and Kiss Me. Aww. That's for all you... loyal listeners.
Shut up and kiss me, okay?
We love you so much. And that's all three, maybe four loyal listeners. Joe's parents, Kim and Eric.
And Eli.
And Eli and Carmina, but in the retrospect, because she's not awake right now.
And also Tali and Maya sometimes.
And also Tali and Maya sometimes. We love you, our loyal fans, anyways.
All right. Well,
this is Shut Up and Kiss Me.
Have a great spring day, guys. Bye.
Yeah.
At your worst, I still believe it's worth the fight. you think.